Let's climb right into it. And the ANC and the EFF in Tshwane, they have objected to today's motion of no confidence vote in the Speaker, Mqedi Mtawana. Now, the Tshwane Council is sitting for a special meeting today, which was called by the city manager, Johan Mettler. You would have heard this in Eyewitness News. Mettler says he convened the meeting under the provision in the Municipal Structures Act, which empowers the city manager to convene a meeting in the event that a majority of councillors sign a petition calling for it. And that's so interesting because these numbers have been going up and down and up and down. And does the alliance, I'm talking about Action SA, DA, FF Plus, do they actually now have the numbers? They did go and fire a couple of councillors after those councillors actually voted against their own party. The question is, what happens next? On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Tabiso Goba. Tabiso, good afternoon. All right, what is happening this afternoon then?
Good afternoon, Ray. And just to answer your question, yes, they do have the numbers. They've always had the numbers, Ray, but obviously the secret ballot votes, because obviously, as you just mentioned, there have been some councillors who sort of betrayed the DA-led coalition. But however, today, obviously, a motion of no confidence is not voted through a secret ballot. So it is open. Councillors just have to raise their hand. So you do imagine that obviously no one is going to openly defy the coalition in an open council. And I did speak to some DA councillors just coming in, and they're very confident that today they will remove Speaker Mqedi Mtawana. At the moment, the council has just started. We are obviously just going through the processes of a roll call, counting how many councillors are present, if anyone is absent. But we do expect to start voting within the next hour, right?
Tabiso, the biggest thing that people want to see, the residents of Tshwane, is they want to see service delivery. And there have been many problems with service delivery over the past year or so. There's also the question of the mayor. If this alliance, if they are successful in getting their own person in, what happens then with the mayor? Because there may be this tension between both parties. If a new mayor isn't elected soon, but the question is, can you actually elect a new mayor because you've just had that motion?
Yes, well, I mean, Ray, you know, it's very hard to predict what will happen in Tshwane. I mean, you know, every day. I can't even say if today's vote will go ahead just based on the volatility of the councillors here today. But however, tomorrow there is an election for a new mayor. So if today the speaker is removed, there will be an acting speaker that will be immediately elected today. So they will preside over tomorrow's election of the mayor. But however, then tomorrow we do obviously go back to the secret ballot vote, because the appointments are done by a secret ballot. So there is another case of, you know, maybe today we might have a DA speaker, and then tomorrow we might have an ANC-aligned mayor. And this just causes further instability in the city where, you know, it's just they've asked for an extension of the adjustment budget because, you know, they can't pass an adjustment budget, which is causing a funding crisis because things like waste management, even cutting of grass, they cannot fund that unless they have a budget that's passed.
You see, that's the big problem, is passing that budget. And as you say, that extension is there. I want to go back to the alliance. How confident are they that if they do have, like you said, there's a secret ballot, but this time around, how confident are they that they won't have any traitors, as they call them, in their midst? And so many councillors will actually vote this time to make sure that the job is done.
Well, right, I think let me just go back to Dr. Murungwa Magwarela. Dr. Murungwa Magwarela, when he was elected as mayor, eight councillors from the DA coalition voted, you know, betrayed the coalition and voted for him. So since then, only three councillors from Action, all from Action SA, have been fired for that. So now there's obviously these five councillors who haven't been found. And it's interesting, Ray, because the numbers here in Tshwane, they're so tight. A two or three vote swing, you know, the other way, you know, because the ANC coalition has 105 seats and the DA coalition has 108 seats. So So if two or three councillors from the Gay Coalition vote with the ANC, then the ANC wins the mayoral election. So it's very, very fine lines, right? And those question of those five councillors who haven't been found, the Gay Coalition, they might not say it publicly, but they're very, very worried about that.
Yeah. What's the mood like there this afternoon? Is it very tense?
Oh, it's very tense, right? I think, you know, I just moved away, obviously, from council to obviously be more audible. But just when I was standing there, the ESF and the ANC councillors have been singing struggle songs, you know, even, you know, battle songs, you know, just war song or war cries, something. So, you know, this is a council that's been very volatile. There has been some violence, you know, physical violence of councillors being pushed, being kicked. So the mood is very volatile here. And unfortunately, you know, you do get a sense that for the ANC and EFF coalition, they would have not liked to attend today's meeting. However, you know, the DA coalition does have 108 councillors, which is a quorum. So with or without ANC and EFF councillors, today's meeting will proceed because the DA coalition alone has enough councillors to reach a quorum.
Eyewitness News reporter Tabiso Goba on the line from Swane. And it's difficult, you know, I'm looking at my TV screen now and it says session adjourned once again. So obviously, like Tabiso was saying, there has been a bit of conflict. The tension is running very high. One thing I'm battling to get my mind around is that the ANC and the EFF are together in the city of Swane. But then you have a look on a national basis, they're not together. And there's this whole anger against the EFF and the president. It's all these dynamics that we do sort of work through. Coalition politics come 2024, next year, coalition politics, that's going to be the hot topic. Are they going to work? Are we going to come up with systems, perhaps, where once you go into a coalition, you stay in that coalition? I think just watch the space.